Hear God's word from Romans chapter 8, verses 22 through 39. All around us, we observe a pregnant creation. The difficult times of pain throughout the world are simply birth pangs. But it's not only around us, it's within us. The Spirit of God is arousing us within. We're also feeling the birth pangs. These sterile and barren bodies of ours are yearning for a full deliverance. That is why waiting does not diminish us any more than waiting diminishes a pregnant mother. We are enlarged in the waiting. We, of course, don't see what's enlarging us, but the longer we wait, the longer we become, and the more joyful our expectancy. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside, helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans. He knows us better than we know ourselves, knows our pregnant condition, and keeps us present before God. And that's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is working into something good. God knew what he was doing from the very beginning. He decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love him along the same lines as the life of his son. The son stands first in the line of humanity he restored. We see the original and intended shape of our lives there in him. After God made that decision of what his children should be like, he followed it up by calling people by name. After he called them by name, he set them on a solid basis with himself. And then, after getting them established, he stayed with them to the end, gloriously completing what he had begun. So, what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare even to point a finger? The one who died for us, who was raised alive for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. None of this fazes us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. May God give us understanding of his holy word, and let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. As many of you know, I typically follow what is known as the lectionary, which is a rotation of various scriptures over a three-year period that helps you to kind of make sure that you get into the critical and most important scriptures on a regular basis, and so you don't miss anything, theoretically. So I kind of had to laugh when this, my first Sunday back after 3 weeks after having broken my foot, that this would be the scripture waiting for me. We talk about how we make plans, and then there's reality that sort of kicks in. As many of you know, I've been hoping for a break, asking for a break, but this wasn't quite the break that I was asking for. But here's the funny thing. The thing that caught me in all this, even as I'm saying, oh no, not again, because those of you who know me know that this is now the third time I've had a break. I have now officially broken both of my feet at Princeton Seminary. So I'm hoping that the third time is the charm, that this third, and you notice that it's all from the knee down. It's all keeping me from getting around. What is that? But I'm hoping third time's the charm, that this is going to be it. I was sharing with some of you earlier that one of my disappointments was knowing that I had done the crutches thing, you know, 8 or 9 years ago and gotten so good at it. I mean, I could go up and down those stairs, just fly around on those crutches with no problem. I was assuming that I had the skill level that I needed, that I would be able to just leap right back on those crutches and just, you know, take off. I'm not sure if I should really confess it here, but I am still going up and down the stairs on my rear end. That's why I used a ramp this morning. I couldn't do that to you coming in this morning. Yes, all these things, they are so humbling, aren't they? They're so, so humbling. And never anything that we planned. And we don't have choices. It was small consolation during the women's soccer thing that this particular break of my foot, 75% of people who break their foot that way are soccer players. So I guess I could argue that I was doing it on behalf of the girls, hoping that my break would prevent them from having any calamities on the field. The ways that we try to justify the things in our lives and make sense of them. The flip side of all this, though, is that once I got through the initial shock, as annoying as this is, everything is 50 times more complicated, especially for Tim, the one who's having to take care of me. Once I got through that, the funny thing is that there have been good things that have come out of it. For one thing, I find that any time my life is thrown on its heels and things are turned upside down, that it kicks in my creative side. It has to, because that's how I survive. But it has a good side to it, because as I start thinking more creatively and more innovatively, there are new things that can happen. Another plus was, as some of you know, I've been trying to find a window of time to really focus in on a next step in our ministry, putting together a program that we've talked about quite a bit for several years now called Time Banking, which is a form of sharing services and a way for people to get what they need by doing what they're able to do. It doesn't involve any money at all, but it's a way for us to reach out to our community in a very practical and successful way, and also to help our families. So I've had a chance now to work on some of those things that I just didn't have time to do before. I've also had a chance to just dig in more deeply in my own spiritual life. There have been many, many blessings. And I know that when I'm thrown off my feet, that every single time God has lessons for me, if I'm looking. And I've learned over the years that even when things are not what I would choose, even when they're things that I don't want, that God is able to bring good out of every single one of them. That's important, because all of us go through incredible challenges. And I know there are people that are right in this room that right now are going through things, that right now are facing difficulties, that right now are struggling and wondering where God is. And I want to assure you that you can't give up, because God hasn't abandoned you at all. He's right there in the midst of it. One of the funny, very physical, literal things that God showed me in this is as I've been sitting around my bad leg, I can see the muscles shrinking up. That's certainly not anything that I want. But it's a reminder that here I am, my leg is taking it easy. It's got the good life. It's elevated. It's not doing a darn thing. And it's paying the price. Meanwhile, all those other muscles in my back, in my shoulders, in my arms. Funny thing, I was in physical therapy prior to this, and I was joking with the physical therapist and saying, could you do something about the baggy part under my arms? And she gave me a dirty look. Well, guess what? This going up and down the stairs on my rear end, I'm working those arms. I'm working them. I'm getting muscle. Not how I choose to do it, by the way. I told you I always find the good in stuff, right? But the thing is, very literally, in this experience, God is showing me what? He's showing me that those muscles in us, whether they're spiritual muscles or physical muscles, they need to be worked. And they're not worked by sitting around not being used. And they don't grow and become strong by taking it easy. They atrophy. So when we're facing these difficult things in our lives, these challenging things, God is working those muscles in us. He's teaching us things. He's strengthening us in areas that we don't even know we're weak a lot of times. He's strengthening us for things that we can't even know what lies ahead. One of the things I was sharing with Kathy earlier is that the reason why I'd been in physical therapy is because I was having some back problems. Not as bad as yours, Debbie. But part of what they do in that physical therapy is they work on strengthening those core muscles. Well, that's been, needless to say, a huge advantage now that I'm hobbling around on crutches. You know, who knew that I was preparing for my broken foot? So we don't always know even what God is preparing us for. And it can be a little scary when we think, okay, we're being prepared for something that we don't want to happen. But the thing that we have to keep reminding ourselves is that everything that's going on in our lives is not random. It's not that God is ordaining all these things that are to happen a certain way. But He works in us and everything going on in our lives. He works in us and He strengthens us and He brings good out of every single thing. Everything. We can't give up. Because these hard times that we go through, whether it's as a world, whether it's as an individual, these hard times are the birth pangs in our lives. They're a reminder that we are preparing to give birth to something beautiful and something good. We can't give up because God's Spirit is with us, helping us every step of the way. That's the promise we have. And even when we can't pray ourselves, God is in there. And the Spirit is praying for us. We can't give up because God is working for good. He's working for good in all things, even when we can't see it. And we can't give up because if God is for us, who can be against us? We have no reason to despair. We have no reason to be discouraged. Would we choose the things that happen? No. No one's going to choose difficulty. But will God bring good out of it, whatever it is? Yes, He will. He always does. So don't be discouraged, my friends. Do not worry about the circumstances in your life, whatever they may be. Know that if you love God and you're following Him, He'll bring good out of every single bit of it. I promise. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank You for Your good gifts. We thank You for the many ways You work in our lives, granted not always as we choose, but always as it's supposed to be, always according to Your bigger purpose. Give us the courage and the strength to follow wherever You lead, and keep us looking, Lord, for the lessons and the blessings and everything that happens in our lives. In Your name we pray. Amen.